Walmart to build $220 million distribution center, create over 1,000 jobs in South Carolina. By Amy Furr on July 20, 2020. Walmart announced plans Monday to build a $220 million distribution center in Dorchester County, South Carolina. The nearly 3 million square foot facility, which would be located near Ridgeville, would bring more than 1,000 local full-time jobs to the area, according to Count on News 2. Walmart's executive vice president of supply chain Greg Smith said the company was excited about the impact it would have on the regional economy. "We found a great partner in the state of South Carolina and we're grateful for the support we received from Dorchester County, the South Carolina Ports Authority, the Department of Commerce, and so many others who helped make this project a reality," he stated. In a press release Monday, Governor Henry McMaster's office detailed the building plans. Once completed, the new storage and cross-dock facility will span nearly 3 million square feet. This direct import distribution center, which will take approximately 14 months to build, will supply several regional distribution centers supporting approximately 850 Walmart stores and Sam's Clubs across South Carolina and beyond. The Coordinating Council for Economic Development has approved job development credits related to this project. The council also awarded Dorchester County a $5 million set-aside grant to assist with related project costs. "Walmart has proven to be an exemplary partner that is committed to South Carolina and our citizens," McMaster added. "We couldn't be prouder that such an important and successful company has decided to invest in our people and create even more jobs for hard-working South Carolinians," he continued. In a press release Friday, the governor's office announced that more than 105,000 South Carolinians have joined or rejoined the workforce and the state unemployment rate dropped from 12.4% in May to 8.7% in June. McMaster said the news showed the state was leading the way regarding its economic recovery efforts. "We must maintain this momentum by continuing to get South Carolinians back to work in the safest way possible because we must ensure the future economic health of our state and our people," he concluded.